Now listen, I gotta tell you something, and I'm not gonna sugarcoat this because it is what it is, but boy oh boy am I getting tired of this handicap business, aren't you? Huh? Don't you think this handicap shit has gone far enough? And I'm like you, folks. Normally I would feel sympathy for these people, but the first thing they tell you is they don't want sympathy. You ever hear them say that? I don't want your sympathy. And I say, fine, fuck you, no sympathy. And by the way, if there are any handicapped people hearing this, I'm not talking about you, all right? I'm talking about the other handicapped people, the ones who'll never hear this. So don't get all excited and start rolling around causing trouble in your electric go-kart or whatever the fuck it is. Calm down. I'm on your side. And just to show you my heart's in the right place, I'm going to start out by mentioning a few of the positive things about the handicapped, okay? First of all, the big blue parking spaces. This was a great idea. I think most people would agree, those spaces come in mighty handy, which is where the word handicapped came from in the first place. A lot of people don't know that. They're always right near the entrance to the store or the building, and I find that I can get in and out of the place in a hurry and complete my business with a minimum of delay. Another handicap feature I enjoy are the extra-large toilet stalls in public restrooms. Once again, an excellent idea. There's so much room in there to spread out. It's like a gymnasium. I can do some push-ups, work on my kickboxing, try out a few dance steps. Occasionally, I bring a picnic lunch. Nothing fancy, just a small salad, a bit of cheese, and perhaps a delicate Bordeaux. I find that once you're locked in there, you can pretty much do what you want. About the only limitations might be common decency and a sensible regard for personal safety. One time I had a few friends over and we played cards all night. The good thing was, when one of the players had to take a shit, he didn't have to drop out of the game for several hands. He simply traded places with the guy who was using the toilet as a chair, and it worked out great. I mention all of this because I want you to know I recognize some of the positive things that have grown out of this unfortunate obsession America has with the handicapped. But on this subject, I also have a few complaints to make, the main one being this business at the airport of letting the handicapped get on the plane early. I don't like the idea of people boarding ahead of me just because they've had a run of bad luck. Doesn't seem fair. I think if a person's had some bad luck, it should apply across the board to all segments of his life. We shouldn't be going around trying to selectively fix people's bad luck. Now, what bothers me most about the process is I'm not sure all of these people are truly handicapped. Some of them don't look that fucked up to me. I think there's a fairly hefty amount of bullshitting going on at the check-in counter. The whole fiasco begins just before the flight, with the parade of wheelchairs. And apparently just about anyone can get their hands on one of those airport wheelchairs. You know the ones I mean? The ones the airlines provide? Not a wheelchair some guy brings from home. I don't mind that. I figure if a guy's laid out money for his own wheelchair, he's probably legitimately fucked up. And I don't mind a guy getting ahead of me if he's legitimately fucked up. You know? Like if a huge chunk of his head is missing, or he's got a whole caved-in chest, and two or three of his limbs don't work. Generally, in a case like that, I'm going to give the guy the benefit of the doubt. I say roll his ass down the jetway and let's get the fuck out of town. But to me, some of these airline wheelchair people don't look that fucked up. They just look old. And my guess is they're lazy. A lot of old people are lazy, because somehow when they hit their 80s or 90s, they think it's time to take it easy. Old people aren't spry and full of ginger anymore. Now they're all just lazy. And frankly, I think they're just trying to get a free ride to the gate. But let's get back to the actual process of boarding. As soon as the wheelchair derby is over, the next thing you have to contend with is these people who show up with canes and crutches, what I call the quasi-handicapped. And even though I'm willing to cut the wheelchair people some slack, I'm not so easy on the cane folks. I'm convinced most of these jokers with canes don't really need them. And once again, it's the old people trying to gain sympathy and get to the front of the line. It's obviously a scam. Have you noticed, for instance, how suddenly these canes materialize out of nowhere? One minute everyone at the gate looks perfectly healthy, and the next minute half of them have a limp. And before you know it, there are 20 or 30 people leaning on canes. I'm convinced that somewhere in the airport, which has now become a large mall with airplanes as a side attraction, there must be a little place where you can rent canes. Canes for planes. But you know something? I'm not that upset. Not really. Because the best part about these handicapped people getting on the plane first is that they have to get off last. Fuck 'em! They always get off last. While they're still looking for their carry-on bags and rectal thermometers, I'm halfway into town. You see, life has a way of evening things out.